And now, a Rob Brown logo. ESPN Upstate.
Jeff Passan, who has become kind of the leading voice of MLB, has written a long article available on ESPN with the headline, Why MLB's Labor Negotiations Have Gone Nowhere and Baseball's Path Back. I'm not going to go through the whole article that he wrote, but I do want to read you a couple of quotes that he has from a source that is a front office baseball guy. Condition of anonymity, of course. Passan said he was having a conversation with a guy and asked him, why aren't things happening, right? These negotiations. It seems like right now would be the time that you guys wouldn't want to leave a conference center until you had a deal. Because we got about another month and a half-ish before the timeline for spring training to go into spring games has to start getting pushed back, which means that either the start of the season has to be pushed back or games have to start getting cut to end at the regular time. And he said that the front office person said, and I quote, what the blank are we doing? And a very harsh word in the middle of that sentence. Passan writes, quote, this man is not an alarmist. He has intimate knowledge of how the relationship between the league and the players union works, or rather doesn't work, and he has grown increasingly cynical about the parties reaching a deal anytime soon. He's not yet ready to say baseball will lose games on account of its labor wear, but he's not ready to say baseball won't lose games either. He sees it happening again, the same thing that happened in 2020 when an attempt to strike a deal for the season fell apart. Then and now, the players and league don't negotiate so much as talk past each other. For all the rhetoric about the animosity between the parties not mattering as much as the substance of the issues they're discussing, they can't even get to the substance of the issues because the relationship is so toxic. The man said, quote, we're in such a place as an industry that it's kind of like politics. Everyone is so obsessed with winning this narrow game we've prescribed for ourselves. There's no practicality, no moderation, end quote. And I think that that is spot on, right? We have hit a point where to Major League Baseball and the Major League Baseball Players Association, what's important is not getting a deal done. What's important is not shaking hands over the table and saying, let's play baseball. What's important is winning the PR war, right? It's winning the PR war. But there's a reason for that. There's a reason for that. Because having the public in your corner is a huge bargaining chip. It's a big bargaining chip. To just go into negotiations and settle the deal is important. And both sides want to do that, I think. But they want to come to the table with the public in their corner. Because if the public, by and large, supports your side in the negotiations, then you have more pull at the table. You have more to negotiate. You have more power to pull some of those extra chips back into your pile, right? This is why I've said this is going to be ugly because of social media. Not that social media is bad. It is. It's the worst thing that's ever happened. Not because it's bad, but because the players know if we can get them on our side of the table, if we as players can have the public support us and utilize our brand new platform on social media to give our side of the story and make the public, make baseball fans sympathetic to us, then when it's time to sit down in negotiations, we can look at the owners and go, give us what we want. Because if you don't, we're going to go tell the fans baseball as a whole, Major League Baseball as an organization is trying to take baseball away from you. And the fans will be furious and go to the player's side. The owners, on the other hand, recognize their desire to control the narrative. I told you about the last strike back in 95, or lockout back in 95. Major League Baseball has one big problem here, and the big problem that they have is that in the 90s, they controlled the narrative because they controlled the media, right? We talked yesterday about the fact that Ken Rosenthal got fired from the MLB network because he criticized Rob Manfred, the commissioner of Major League Baseball. That 100% comes from the fact that baseball wants to control the narrative within the media. Because if they control the narrative in the media and they can paint the players as wanting too much, as being greedy, and they can convince us as fans that baseball players are trying to take more from the game, which means that's less that the owners can then put back into the game to make the fan experience better, both in parks and at home, and the fans go to their side, then they can strong-arm the players and go, hey, look, whether you play or we call up a bunch of non-unionized minor leaguers, fans just want baseball. They don't care who's playing it. I think the players are winning that war in the grand scheme of things. But it's more important to them to win the PR war. It's more important for them to win the PR war than it is to sit down at the table and get the damn deal done. Just get it done. Pitchers and catchers are supposed to be reporting in like less than a month. Pitchers and catchers are supposed to report on February 14th. So a month and a week. February 14th, they're supposed to report. And right now, it ain't happening. I tell you right now, February 14th pitchers and catchers reporting probably isn't happening at all right now.
All right, we know I'm not a baseball guy, but I am curious about something I never really thought of before. We know what it's like when an NFL player skips training camp.
Yeah.
So missing when pitchers and catchers are supposed to show up, what's it do?
So pitchers and catchers go early. Pitchers to start getting their arms ready for a full load of work, right? Pitchers and catchers so that they can work on their communication, their timing, their nonverbal communication, their getting their signs down, getting their in-game talk ready to go. If those two groups don't come together and they have to push pitchers and catchers reporting back, let's say a month, it pushes everything else back a month. Because pitchers and catchers aren't going to just show up on the same day as infielders and outfielders and go, cool, we're ready to start throwing live BP. No, they need time. Because you don't show up and you just start throwing a baseball. There's a whole set of workouts and stretches and different preparations that you go through to work your arm, to ramp your arm up into pitching shape. Pitching is awful for your shoulder, for your elbow, for your wrist. It's awful for it. And so they take a lot of time to ramp up into being in shape to where it's not as damaging as if they just go out there and start humming heaters, right? So if pitchers and catchers reporting gets pushed back, and I'm telling you right now it's going to be, if it gets pushed back, then that means that fielders and sluggers showing up gets pushed back, and that means spring training gets pushed back, and spring training already ends just a couple of days before opening day, which means opening day gets pushed back. And the problem is baseball does not want to push the World Series back further than the October date it's already in. They don't want to go into November because they don't want to be competing against football any longer than they have to be. So the other option is lop 20 games or 30 games or 50 games off the front end of the season. But if you're the owners, now you're in the problem of that is a third of the season or a 20th of the season, but that you're not bringing revenue in.
Wasn't it the players who didn't want to shorten the season because of COVID?
No, the players wanted to shorten the season, but they still wanted to get paid for a full season of work because it counts as time served against their contract. So effectively what they're saying is we are still getting all of the detriment of a full year of service. You're taking money out of our pockets, but you are still making money off the TV deals. We still want our full pay. The owners were saying we want to prorate your checks based on the number of games lost. It was a hard compromise. And that's kind of the same boat that we're in now. It's just that now we're talking about the overall collective bargaining agreement as opposed to what we were talking about, which is one COVID-restricted season. So the owners are saying, we don't want to give you any money because we piled all this money into making sure the season happened during the COVID year. And the players are saying, whoa, 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 whoa. Baseball revenue's up 11% over the last decade. Player salaries are down 4%. You are paying us less than you were paying when you were making less money. We want our salaries to go up alongside baseball's revenue percentage-wise. Neither side wants to come to the table. But I'm telling you, the reason neither side wants to come to the table right now is because both sides are trying to win the public relations war. Because if the public's in your corner, you have more negotiating power. And if you have more negotiating power, you get more of what you want. So it is more important for them to hash this war out publicly to try to win the majority of fans over to their side before they come to the table. The problem is it's going to be at the detriment of the fans because we're going to lose games so that we can be used as a pawn in their negotiations. And it is what it is.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at ESPNUpstate.com.